I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. All three series raced at Homestead Miami Speedway over the weekend. The Camping World Trucks fired up the action. It was the elimination race in the round of eight for them. Ben Rhodes and Zane Smith were the stage winners, and that helped Rhodes. Even in the final laps, he remained in a tight battle for the last spot in the final four with Stuart Friesen. The stage win gave him a one-point advantage in the end. Ty Majeski led 67 laps on the way to his second win of the round and second of his career. Smith, Friesen, Ryan Preece, and Corey Heim rounded the top five in the race. Majeski, Zane and Chandler Smith, and Ben Rhodes will battle for the championship in Phoenix. The Xfinity teams were running race number two in the round of eight. After dominating the last two here without a win, Noah Gragson put on a clinic. He swept the stage wins and led 127 laps on the way to his first win at Homestead and eighth of the season. Ty Gibbs, AJ Allmendinger, Daniel Hemric, and Sam Mayer finished top five. The win locks Gragson into the final four along with Josh Berry. Ty Gibbs is 30 points ahead of the line. Allgaier is just 5 points ahead of Allmendinger and seven ahead of Austin Hill heading for the elimination race at Martinsville this Saturday. The Cup teams raced yesterday, another Homestead redemption story. This time it was Kyle Larson who always ran well here but never closed the deal until now. Larson led 199 laps and swept the stages on the way to his third win of 22. Here he is after the win.
We've been capable of it. I feel like many weekends we just haven't quite put it all together, so did my best to keep it out of the wall. I got in the wall a few times, but I could still make speed doing that. Amazing race car. I knew that last run was going to be short enough where I was going to be in some sort of trouble there, but thankfully AJ and Ross were racing hard behind me. Huge thanks to Valvoline, HendrickCars.com, everybody at Hendrick Motorsports too, and we get to go race for an owner's title in Phoenix in a couple weeks. We're still technically not out of it. I know I can't win the championship, but it means more to me to win it as a team. So we're going to go to Phoenix and try and get another championship.
Just five cautions in this one. John Hunter Nemechek took a hard hit in stage one. Chase Briscoe spun at the end of stage two, and in the final, Ryan Blaney spun on the access road during green flag stops. Martin Truex got spun in the pits. Thankfully, his crew was safe, but it took him out of the lead. Ross Chastain, AJ Allmendinger, Austin Dillon, and Brad Keselowski finished top five in the race. Truex got back to sixth. Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Daniel Suarez rounded the top 10. Sure is a shame Kyle Larson got robbed at the Roval. He would be in the final four right now. Logano remains the only lock-in. Chastain, Elliott, and Byron are in right now. Hamlin is 5 points behind the cut. Blaney is 18, and Bell and Briscoe remain 30 points plus heading to the elimination race at Martinsville on Sunday. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Monday, October 24th, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord. They're family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, four locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.